I'm talking with Guy Boltong, director of Newer Youth of North America, a Seattle man who moved here in 2005. Is that right?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit first about what is Newer Youth of North America?
Newer Youth of North America is a youth movement to support the ongoing conflict, insecurity in Yongle State and Afenal, so across the newer territory in South Sudan. So that's why we formed the youth movement, so to support our youth back home against the Amorle, those who come and kill our children and take the cattle back and forth.
And tell me a little bit about the history of the conflict between the Murle and the Nuer, and why you decided to raise money for the militia.
First of all, I can take the word, the term used, militia. We are not a militia, or we are not a terrorist. We are not militia or terrorists. So we are the youth of South Sudan. We are the father of the government. So this is the main information I can give to the media. We are not a militia, and we are the youth. Those who you see on the television, the internet, newspaper, you heard about, we are part of the government. We are not the terrorists or the militia. So the ongoing conflict between the Murle and the Nuer, it is not a beginning. It doesn't happen yesterday, last week, last month, last year, even last 3 years. It is a culture. It lasts maybe 200 years ago, back and forth, always. So we have a internal conflict, that tribal conflict between Murle and the Nuer.
Can you tell me if you've lost any family over the years due to this conflict?
Yes, for sure. So I have some family living in Ethiopia due to civil war. Murle, last 2 years, they come and they attack the village inside Ethiopia. So they kill one of my family members.
I'm sorry to hear that. South Sudan is the world's newest nation. There's a lot of celebration around the creation of South Sudan recently. How do you think that has made a difference for what you're concerned about?
I think the government should do something to protect the civilian. Number one priority is to make sure that every area, every location is secure. They provide security for police, military. So now the government failed to secure the civilian.
You decided to raise money to support a defense force for the newer community. When you did that, did you realize that that might be controversial?
So we raise money because we provide food because our people were displaced by Murle, so that they leave their area, they move to southward, somewhere they run away to for their life. So we support our people not because to provide gun for them to buy a gun. No, not at all. We support our people, because to live, to go to the hospital. Those who get killed. Those who have been wounded, so that they have to see medical, and then they're for their food. We are not militia, and additionally, we are not a terrorist. If the government fail us, like it was now, so we have no option. 600 plus people, newer countrymen, have been killed last year, and
How many?
640 or more, children, old people, young, cattle. They banned all the village. So there is the fruit, the United Nations there, the government of Sudan is there. They never do nothing to prevent the Murle killing. So that this is the reason why we raise money, because the government of Sudan and the United Nations never do nothing.
Okay, and is there, I think a lot of people may not understand living in America, living in the United States. We may not understand what it's like to live in a country without an effective government, without an effective police force, without effective military. I mean, what you're describing to me is that You have been raising money to support the Newer community, both for food but also for military purposes, because there's a lack of action by the government and by the international community to protect the Newer. Is that an accurate assessment?
Let me take the word to support the Newer youth militarily. Not at all. And it will not happen even tomorrow. It is not in our intention to do that. We will not support that. We are supporting our people because Murillo displaced our people. They need place to live, shelter. They need food. They need medication. Those who get wounded from war zone. That is our main focus, to protect the Newer territory, because there is no government.